God, we thank you.
Blog
we
Talk Radio.
And we glorify you. And your name is lifted up.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
God did not call me to be politically correct.
Amen.
He did not call me to be politically correct. He did call me up to preach this gospel. Amen. And if I want to preach the gospel, then that means that sometimes people will have to look at me funny. Well, so be it. And there will be parts of a bunch of people in here. What I mean by that is young, coming up as a musician, I found out that people would sing my praises today and not talk to me tomorrow. Before your concert, I was the life of the party. After y'all did the concert and you sang your song and people fell out and ran all over the place, made you sound good, that the next day when I called you, you were all too busy. Oh, so it's that type of party. You get over people quick. Amen? Amen? And when you learn not to be a people pleaser, you can be a God pleaser. Look at your neighbor and just ask him, are you a people pleaser or a God pleaser? Next verse. Thank you. It says, and having chosen them, he called them to come to him. The Bible lets us know that as we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Amen. But it says the Spirit draw you first. See, the problem that we're finding is that people show up religiously. You go to church religiously. It just don't feel right not to be in a household of faith on Sunday. So you come on a Sunday. But when it's time for praise and worship, you the one talking about it's going too long. You the one looking at your watch. You the one trying to get out of here because you got stuff to do. You coming because you're relational, because I want my wife to go to work because it's good that she has, you know, employment. But I'd rather her be at home because I actually like being around my wife. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Same thing when I come into the household of faith. I don't have to make excuse to come in here. I love being in the household of faith because I know this is where his presence is. You understand? I come in here. We got done with service yesterday, and we began to work on different things. And Prophetess found herself over in praying over here, and she the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she began to cry out to God. And I just went on to work over here, and as she was crying out, I began to cry out over here and move, and she began to anoint the chairs and move and begin to ask God certain things. But we didn't have to come in for a special. We were just here. And while we were here, he met us. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, when you got to find a reason to get to the household of faith, maybe you need to ask yourself some questions. Am I really doing this for the right reason? Huh? Or am I doing this because it is expected of me? When you're doing it because you love him, you'll ask. I remember when I was young growing up, we used to ask Bishop Garrett and them if we could have the keys to the church. And they would look at us like we was half crazy. We were teens, you know. But when we went down there, we was on the drums, we was on the organ, we was working on all of that. And that was our passion. Amen? Amen? And, you know, when you have a passion for something, you'll find a way. We got older, we started going out to the church because that was the place we used to meet up. And I'll say it like this. I wouldn't trade my younger days for anybody because those are the days that taught me how to walk circumspect and holy. Amen? Huh? Train up a child in a way that they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart. I still remember noonday prayers. I still remember the fast. I still remember the crying out before God. I still remember tarrying service. Amen. In the modern church today, we don't have time for half of any of those things. They took time for so many. Let's get a prayer room so we can put them back there. They can stay there all day long, you know, and then you task people to go back there with them. But the reality was is that if the presence of the Lord was here, this is what we hear. Amen? Huh? And wherever, thank you, prophetess, and wherever you tarry, that's where his presence was going to be. So we didn't want you back in that room. We wanted you in here. Because when we called on him and say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, come on, Jesus, hallelujah, we began to tarry and call on his name. The atmosphere was charged. I miss those good old days with Mother Boyd, Mother Stella Boyd, being one of her sons, and my wife one of her daughters, son of Thunder, daughter of Zion. We used to cry out, oh, Jesus, and cry out. People don't have time for it. Ooh, y'all just too deep. No, we're not deep enough. We've lost some things in our building. He called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. Everything that you try to do, all your stuff that you, all these programs and stuff you're doing, can't do nothing unless God calls you to himself. When he does that, he gives you right standing. And look at this. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Everybody say it.
Glory.
Say it again. Glory. His what?
Glory.
His what?
Glory.
So if his glory is given to us, and we come in here and begin to call on the name of the Lord, then won't his glory come and saturate the place? You don't have to ever worry about the music and musicians and the praise worship leaders trying to pump you up. When you come in here and your presence is here, sometimes you can't do nothing but walk through the door and go, oh, Jesus. That's all you can get out. And you'll feel it in yourself. You'll feel it in atmosphere. We've lost that. So if it's time to build, and we have the models of what he's already done, shouldn't we be getting back to some of those things that bring us in? Notice that tabernacle was not free-flowing. It only went that far. We need to bring some things back in so that we can conform to his image. Look at your neighbor and say, we need to get back to conforming to his image. Jesus. Ah, yes. Glory to your name. We need his glory. Brothers and sisters, nothing's going to happen until we get his glory back. We talk about his grace. We talk about prosperity. We talk about all those things, but nothing is more precious than his glory. Huh? When his glory comes in, then his grace arrives. When his glory comes in, then prosperity comes in. You see that? When his glory is there, then favor dwells with and amongst you, precedes you as you go. But we got to get back to his glory. Look at your neighbor and say, we need his glory.
We need his glory.
Will you sing that song and praise and worship? Let your glory fill this place. But see, we got to get to a place where we cry out to God in his place until his glory fills the place. It can't be the words of the song. It has to be the purpose of our worship. We got to get down to that. It has to become real to us. Again. When it becomes real to us again, then we'll stay in his presence, and regardless of what your plans were prior to coming here, you will say, you know what, I'm sorry. We was in the presence of the Lord and I just couldn't get away. Instead of, I need to go because I told somebody I was going to be on the way. You see that? We stop making plans before when it's church time, make plans for time for him. That means that, you know, if he wants to spend a lot of time, then let him spend a lot of time. That's what he wants. Aren't we here for him anyhow? Amen? Huh? Yeah, that's what we said. We've been telling people that, but is it really true? Are you really here for him? Or is that just a politically correct answer when it's asked of you? Brothers and sisters, we got to get back to falling in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. What's the best thing I ever done? Okay, when we sing that song, are we really saying that of truth, or is it just a good catchy tune? We got to get into worship, lose ourselves. I'm looking for in a time when we lose ourselves in him. Amen? He built this. We are his temple. Now let's act like it. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to minister your word. Lord, my cry, my plea to your people is that we would get it right. We got it politically correct, but that's the problem. We're trying to be politically correct about scripturally secure. We could care less what the Bible says as long as people don't look at it a certain way. We're assimilating the world instead of conforming to the image of your Son. Help us to recognize and realize we need you. But greater than that, we need to hold. When we conform to the image of your Son, you will send your glory, and every problem, every situation will be taken care of. Miracles, signs, wonders, healing, deliverance will take place because we mirror your image in earth. Help us to understand that so that we can do what is required of you and fulfill your assignment that you've given us. We love you. We praise you, glorify you. Now, Lord, if there's anyone right now who is not saved, Lord, I pray that they pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, please lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where they can be matured and developed and go on to do the work that you called them to do. I thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, go to our website, www.ttkr.org. There you can learn more about us. I pray that you will become a vision partner with us. Sow a seed into this ministry and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I am Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, telling you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. And we love you, and we look forward to ministering with you and ministering to you again. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Come on, everyone, give God a